朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
如果有人问你，请问你的父亲是谁？
If someone asks you who your father is,
你会怎么样回答？
What would be your answer?
有人问我，我会回答说，我说我没有父亲。
If someone asks me, I would say I have no father.
那别人一定会觉得很奇怪。
Then that guy who asks a question will feel strange.
他的解读一定是我不认识我的父亲。
His explanation or understanding will be that I don't know my father.
或者说我与我的父亲关系不好。
Otherwise, I have a bad relationship with my father.
因为我的存在就说明我一定有一位父亲。
Because my existence proves that I must have a father.
同样的道理，如果问说上帝是谁？
For the same logic, who's God?
你的回答是没有神。
Then, and your answer is, there's no God.
只有两种可能。
There's two possibilities.
第一就是你不认识上帝。
One, you don't know the God.
第二就是你与上帝之间没有关系。
And second, there's no relation between you and God.
因为只要有这一个物质的世界，就有一位创造者。
Because the existence of this material universe proves there must be a creator.
物质不可能产生出物质来。
Material doesn't go from nowhere.
今天我们要从圣经当中一位伟大的学者来看对上帝的解释。
And today we will learn the explanation of God from a great scholar in the Bible.
保罗他在第二次旅行传道的时候来到了希腊半岛的雅典。
When Paul was traveling and preaching for the second time, he came to Athens.
雅典是马其顿的首都。
Athens was capital of Macedon.
被罗马征服以后，雅典成为一个文化学术的中心。
And after Greek was conquered by Roman, then Athens became a center of a culture.
当保罗来到雅典传说耶稣基督的福音。
When Paul came to Athens,
雅典的人都很稀奇这些人生的智慧学说。
The people in Athens were amazed by the wisdom about life.
他们听到保罗讲到耶稣是从死里复活的神，都觉得很稀奇。
They were amazed when they hear Paul teaching them that Jesus came to life from death.
所以他们就邀请他到亚略巴谷，这个意思就是雷神的山，去那里演讲。
So they invited Paul to Areopago, the meaning of a mountain of the god of lightning and storm, so that Paul can speak there.
本来那个是雅典政治的中心，最高统治的所在。
The mountain was the center of Athens politics.
后来就改变成为一个学术的发表中心。
Later, it's become a place for scholars to debate and publish their work.
他们请保罗来在这个地方演讲，其实就是我们今天所谓的学术发表会。
They invited Paul there to give like a conference speech.
三年以前，我曾经到那个地方去参观。
I was there 3 years ago.
啊，那一个建筑物真是十分的雄伟，占据了整个山头。
And the building was really beautiful, occupied the mountain.
那这件事情是记载在2000年前的《使徒行传》圣经《使徒行传》第17章22到23节。
So this debating was recorded in the Acts in Bible. It happens 2000 years ago.
那这样的说，保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神，
And Paulo says that people from Athens, I know you are religious with everything. When I walked, I actually saw altar with the altar to the God of the unknown God.
那 unknown God， 首先我们每一个人都有认识神的本能。
So we are all have the instinct of knowing God.
因为我们有理性，神是创造理性的神。
Because we have intelligence and the intelligence created by God.
但是神也不是人随便就能认识的。
However, it's not so easy for people to know about God.
在韩战之后，有许多的美国大兵留在南韩。
So after the war against the Korea, many American soldiers stayed in South Korea.
他们喜欢沾花惹草，就和当地的女子生了一些的孩子。
And they had a relation with the girls, local girls, and they had children.
差不多30年前，在南韩发生了一次寻找父亲的热潮。
About 30 years ago, there's a big movement finding their fathers in South Korea.
透过电视台各样的节目，美国政府就有好多人找到了他们的父亲。
So through television programs and the help of American government, many people actually found their fathers.
为什么要寻根？
Why should they find their fathers?
因为这是人的本性。
Because that's the instinct of human being.
我们都希望认识造我们生命的主宰。
We want to know the creator who created our lives.
但人没有办法凭着自己去认识神的。
However, we cannot know about God by ourselves.
当一个小朋友跟着父母到一个 shopping mall 圣诞节的时候去买东西，如果他走失了的话，
If a small kid goes to a shopping mall with his or her parents during Christmas and he or she got lost,
那我想请问你，他去找他父亲容易呢，还是他父亲来找这个小朋友容易呢？
Then it would be easy for the kid to find his parents or for the parents to find this kid.
在那样茫茫的人潮当中，小孩子怎么去找他的父亲呢？
Among all these people, how could the little kid find the father?
同样的，神这么的大，人怎么能去找到他呢？
Similarly, how are human beings find the God who is so big?
所以我们找到许多的错误，许多的宗教。
So there are many mistakes with many religions.
这些都是人对于神的想象。
Those are the imagination of our human being about God.
雅典的人也怕找错了对象，或者找少了，缺了一个神。
In essence, they also fear that they may find the wrong God or they're missing some God.
所以他们就留了一个坛，专门是为那一位不识得的未识之神。
So they have a special altar for the unknown God.
其实如果神他不启示他自己，我们没有办法认识他。
Actually, if God doesn't reveal himself to us, we cannot know him.
我们需要一个标准，这样大家才能够知道这位神是怎样的神。
We need a standard so that people know what the God is like.
所以自古以来，神就借着许多先知来启示，写下了这一本圣经。
So from ancient times, God created the Bible through the words of many prophets.
因此，这一本圣经成为人类历史当中最重要的一部书。
The Bible becomes the most important book in the human history.
那我们来继续看一看这书上怎么讲。《使徒行传》17:23-26。
Let's see what the book says about in Acts chapter 7:23-26.
啊，他说：“你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。”他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。从这一段经文里面，我们可以看见神的四个本质。
So God says, Paul says,
you can pass this.
Okay.
Have to read. Yeah. Okay. They can read themselves. We don't have time. Yeah.
Yeah.
从这一段经文里面，我们可以看出来神的四个本质。
Can read in his Bible, and from that you can see four natures of God.
第一，神是全能的神。
First is omnipotence.
神是全能，是因为他创造了物质所有一切的万物。
God is capable of everything because he created everything.
你说没有神，万物是从自然而来，那自然就是神。
So if somebody say, you know, there's no God, everything comes from nature, then he is using the nature to refer to God.
因为这个自然必须是有意识、有理性的，才会造出来有理性的人。
Because nature must have some intelligence to create people with intelligence.
这个宇宙这么样子的庞大，说明这一位创造者一定是无限的大。
In such a big universe, if such a big universe is created, then the creator must be infinite size.
只有他才能够使这个宇宙按着他定规的次序在那里运转。
Only he can make the universe run according to the order he created.
所以明天你们看日食的时候，你们要想到，这是神他所造的。
So if you see the solar eclipse tomorrow, you have to remember that this is created by the God.
神不但是全能的神，他也是全在的神。
Not only the God is omnipotent, he is also omnipresent.
保罗说他不住人手所造的殿。
He says the God doesn't live in the temple created by human being.
换句话说，凡住在庙宇里面的神都不是真神。
In other words, if a God has to live in the temple, then he is not the real God.
因为真神一定是超越时间跟空间，是无所不在的。
Because God must be beyond the limitation of time and space, and He has to be everywhere.
以前我当兵的时候，在受训完，我们都要抽签，决定要到哪里去服兵役。
So when I was a soldier in my young times, we have to draw to decide where we go to serve.
大家都求说，哎呀，让我不要被抽到外岛，就是所谓的金门马祖。
And everybody is praying, say, please don't let me get to serve in the outer frontier.
因为那时两岸关系不好呢，还可能从那里会打炮弹过来。
Because due to the tense relationship, there might be bullets coming from the other side.
啊，有一个也是同袍，他就妈妈很着急。怕他被抽到外岛去了，就到庙里面去抽签，求马祖。
The mother of one of my colleagues worried that her son will be sent to the outer space, so he went to the temple to pray to 马祖。
他妈妈求说：“哎呀，让我儿子呢不要被抽到外岛，能够留在台湾本岛。
”The mother was praying in the temple that please.Let me stay in the inner island rather than go to the outer island.
结果你知道怎么样？他一抽签就抽到马祖，眼睛都绿了。
And you know the jaw he shows is outer island.
他妈妈就对他安慰说：“没关系的，这是因为马祖喜欢你，所以叫你到那里去，可以就近照顾你啊。
”And the ironical thing is actually the outer island is the original space of the idol.His mom actually prayed to, so his mom has to say, you know what, this idol must like you really much, so that she wants to keep you around.
那我们在人的观念中认为神是有地域的、有空间的、有他的位居所。
In our standing, we all think God must be limited to some space.
但真神是完全不受时间跟空间限制，他是无所不在的。
But the God is everywhere and beyond the limitations.
他不但是全能全在，他也是全善的神。
Also, our God is omnibenevolent.
他不需要人去服侍他，他反而把生命气息赐给所有的人。
He doesn't need service from people, rather he gave grace to everyone.
你有没有发现到，人最需要的东西都是免费最多的？
Have you noticed that the things we need most are free?
人七天不喝水就会脱水而死。
If you don't drink water 7 days, then you'll die.
人五分钟不呼吸就会死亡，没有空气。
If you don't breathe for 5 minutes, then you'll die.
但是空气、水分，这都是最多的，而且不需要付费的。那需要付费，那是自来水厂跟你要的，不是上帝要的。
Well, the water and air are abundant and free.
因为神是慈爱的神。
Because God is loving God.
他不但是全能全在全善，他也是全知的神。
And our God is also omniscient.
他预先定准每一个人的年限，所住的地方。
He determined the years and the places of every human being.
换句话说，他知道每一个人未来要发生的一切事。
In other words, he knows what's going to happen for each and every one of us.
所以我们过去、现在、将来，这是时间类的东西，但是神在时间之外，所以他知道一切。
So for us, we have a past, we have a present, we have a future, but God is beyond the limitation of time, so he knows everything.
所以神的本质是全能、全在、全善跟全知的。
So this full nature of God.
那到底人跟神是一个什么样的关系呢？
But what kind of relation do we have with God?
我们再看下去，第27节，17章27节、28节。
So next, Paul keep teaching the essence.
Acts 17:28-28, you read yourself. 要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的，有人说，我们也是他所生的。这里告诉我们说，神要我们去寻求他。
God tells people to seek for him.
什么东西你都是需要花代价才能够得到。
You need to pay price for the things.
因为不劳而获的东西你不会珍惜的。
Because the things you don't pay price for, you don't cherish.
神要我们珍惜他，所以要我们寻求他。
And God wants us to seek for him and cherish him.
其实神离我们每一个人都不远，是我们从内心就可以揣摩得到。
In fact, God is not far from us.
我听到许多人他们信主的见证。
I hear the testimony of many.
都是他们真心寻求神的时候，神就给他们一个特别的机会，可以体会到神在他们的旁边。
When they seek for God with a sincere heart, then God gave them a special opportunity so he can be with them.
几乎每一个人都是神主动向他来介绍他自己的。
And almost everyone, God is the active one who reveals himself to him or her.
很少的人会自动的来寻求神。
Very few people seek for God voluntarily.
都是有基督徒去邀请带来到教会里。
And most of them are invited by Christians.
因为神要我们去寻求他。
Because God wants us to seek for him.
不但如此，人所有的一切都在乎于他。
Not only that, everything we have are within him.
不管你认不认识他，神都要管你。
No matter you know about him or not, God in charge of you.
其实很多的时候神管我们，只是我们不知道他在管我们而已。
Most time we just don't know that he's in charge of us.
如果你不是被神保护着，你早就被魔鬼给破坏了。
If we are not protected by God, then we are already taken by the devil.
你看这世上有多少凶恶的事情天天都在发生。
Because so many things are happening in this world.
就算是你走在街上在观光也会有卡车来撞你的。
Even we are traveling and walking on street, there may be a truck.
人类的历史当中那么多的大灾难，但是人的人口还在继续的增加。
So many disasters in human history, but we are still raising in population.
因为我们的神他是怜悯慈悲的天父。
Because our God is full of mercy.
他要做你做我的天父，天上的父亲。
And he is our Heavenly Father.
那意思就是说，人与神之间应当是有一个非常亲近的关系。
So there should be a close relationship between the God and the human being.
而问题来了，那为什么我体会不到呢？
The question is why cannot we feel it?
圣经告诉我们，这是因为人有一个罪的本性。
The Bible tells because we are sinful in nature.
啊，在十七章二十八节这样的说。
In chapter 17, verse 28.
我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。这里给我们看到人的困难，是人喜欢把神当作像人一样。
It says the challenge is we human beings like to treat the God as if the God is also human.
诶，很多时候我听到人家说，为什么神不向我显现一下，而我就相信他。
We hear a lot of people say, you know, why don't God just show himself to me, then I believe in him.
如果神像人一样有一个样子，那我请问你，那是应该是什么样的样子呢？
If we say God must have a shape like human being, then ask the question, what will the shape be?
他应该是白皮肤还是红皮肤还是黄种人，你说当然是黄种人。
Would God be a white or red or yellow?
你知道如果神他有一个样子的话，他就受到了那个样子的限制。
So you know, if the God does have a shape, then he will be limited by the shape.
所以神必须没有样子。
So God must be shapeless.
那又有人问说，那为什么神要让这么多的苦难留在这个地上呢？
Then someone asked why God allows so much suffering in this world.
我们都以为苦难是坏事情，因为人有限，受不了苦。
We all think suffering is a bad thing because we cannot tolerate it.
但是神不是人。他能够帮助人超越这些的苦难。
God is no human being, and he can help us to go beyond the suffering.
根本不是神小，而是人把神看小了。
It's not because God himself is small, but we like to treat him as if he is small.
人不但是喜欢把神当作人，人也喜欢自己来造神。
Not only we like to treat God as if he's a human being, we like to create God ourselves.
因为这样造出来的神就可以控制他。
So that we can control.
所以多半的假神都是人造出来替他服务的。
So many idols are created by human beings to serve.
我们说无事不登三宝殿，临时抱佛脚，都是这样。
You see, we don't come to temple unless there's a need, and we come to hug the idols we created when we need aTo do something for us.
人不但把神当作人，人也喜欢自己造神，而且人还要拜这些偶像来当他们是神，却离弃了真神。
Once we created idols, we worshiped idols and go away from the real God.
以前我曾经向一个老太太传福音。
So once I was preaching to an old lady.
她说：“哎呀，耶稣我也拜。”然后她就指给我看，哎呀，她的架子上放了好多各样各样的神，释迦牟尼什么都在，耶稣也在里面。
And she actually said, "I worship Jesus as well." And she pointed to the bookcase with so many idols, including Jesus.
因为她心里面没有平安，她要看到这么多的神在她旁边站着保护她，她才有一点心理作用的平安。
She has no peace, so she wants to put all these idols, including the real God, in, near her.
其实拜偶像都是降低神的位格。
Actually, if you treat God as an idol, then we are decreasing him.
因为真神他是远远超乎所有这一些人的想象。
Because real God is far beyond the imagination of everyone.
因此神给人的十诫当中的第二诫就说明了不可以拜人造的偶像。
So in the second commandment, God told us not to worship the idols we created by our hands.
因为这是对真神极大的羞辱。
Because it is humiliating to God.
人把神当作是人，人又按照自己的意思造神，然后又去拜偶像。
If we treat God equally and create God or create idols,
这三件事情都渊源于人的不信。
All is because we don't believe in the real God.
就是不按照神他所启示的方法来信他。
And we don't believe in him as within the way he revealed to us.
这样就产生两种的问题，一个叫做不义，一个叫做不重。
It's got two problems. One is not justified. The second is not hitting the target.
不义就是指的做不该做的事。
So,We are not justified because we do things we shouldn't do.
Unrighteousness.
Unrighteousness, sorry.
不忠就是指的不做该做的事。
And we miss target because we are not doing the things we should do.
因为旧约对这个罪的解释是指的射箭没有射中靶。
And the sin means we miss the target when we shoot an arrow.
那我们天天按照这两个标准来说都是在犯罪的。
And according to these two standards, we are sinning every day.
有一次我经过路旁看到有一位乞丐。
Once upon a time, I crossed a beggar across on the street.
他是断了手没有脚的人。
He has a broken hands and broken legs.
那我看到我心里面很同情，我就想给他一点钱。
And I was filled with compassion, I want to give him some money.
那另外就有一个声音在我里面对我说，
There's another voice in my heart.
啊，要小心，在中国很多骗子啊，他们就是骗人的钱。这些人拿到钱，他也自己拿不了多少，都是给他们投投了。
Be careful. They are maybe governed by organized crime that they back money as layers and give them to the crimes.
然后我就走开了。
So I walked away.
走开之后，我心里面有一些不安。
And I was not peaceful in my mind.
因为我如果不给他的话， 他还是没有，我给他至少他还有一点。
Because if I gave him nothing, then he has nothing. If I gave him some money, then at least he has.
我心中的不安就说明这叫做不重，就是我在犯罪。
I don't feel peaceful because this is not hitting target. I'm sinning.
因为我没有做我该做的事。
Because I didn't do the thing I should have done.
罪使我们与神隔绝。
Sin separates us from God.
因为有罪的人不可能到完全圣洁的神那里去建立关系。
Because sinful people cannot come to cross the all holy God.
圣经里面说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And Bible says we all sinned and fall short of God's glory.
这就是所有的人都被隔在罪当中。
So we're all separated within the sin.
有的人说我没有罪。
Some people say there's no such thing as sin.
其实不是没有罪，而是他不理解圣经对于罪的定义跟后果。
Because these people don't understand the nature, definition, and consequence of sin.
圣经里面说，罪的结果就是死亡。
So the price of sin will be death.
那意思说，就是灵性上跟神永远的隔绝。
It's a separation from God spiritually.
人想靠着自己的办法来达到神那里去。
And we don't come to God with our own ways.
有人靠好的道德，有人靠宗教的追求，有人靠教育，有人靠善行。
Some people say moral, or religion, or education, or good behaviors.
但没有一样能够到神那里去，差得太远。
But none of us, these activities will bring us near to God.
那怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
保罗继续的说，第十七章三十到三十一节，他说，Chapter 17, verse 30, 31. 世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。过去人不认识神，或者错误认识神，是没有一个依据。
So about keeps teaching in Acts verse 30 to 31, he say, in the beginning we don't know about God, and there's no standard.
那现在却因为耶稣基督来到人世间，情况完全改变了。
Nothing changed after Jesus Christ.
有一条路可以让我们透过耶稣去认识神。
It's one road so that we can know God through Jesus.
这个就是基督教所讲的福音。
This is good news in Christian teaching.
什么是福音？就是耶稣基督是神来到人间，为我们人的罪死在十字架上。
What is good news? Because Jesus came to the world and died for us, our sins on the cross.
这样我们的罪被神就一笔勾销，让我们可以来到他的面前。
So that all sins are forgiven by God and we can come near to God.
这样我们才能够跟神建立一个父子的关系。
So that we can rebuild the father and son relationship with God.
所以是借着耶稣我们可以得救。
So through Jesus we can be saved.
因为只有他是无罪的，他可以代替我们的罪。
Because only he is not sinful and he can replace us.
他是神本体的真相，上帝没有神，但是上帝没有形象，但是耶稣有形象。
He is the image of God, who is shapeless.
我们人也是按着他的形象所造的。
We human beings are created according to His image.
那你说耶稣是真神，你凭什么这样的讲呢？
Let me say, what's the reason we say Jesus Christ is real God?
有两点。第一，是因为耶稣他死了以后。第三天他从死里面复活。
Two bases. One, after Jesus was dead, he came back to life, after the third day.
这是基督教信仰最关键的一件事。
And this is the most critical thing of a Christian belief.
我请问你，人世间有几个复活节？
I ask you, how many Easter we have in the world?
有几个？只有一个。为什么只有一个呢？为什么孔子也没有一个复活节？关公也没有一个复活节，那毛泽东也没有一个复活节呢？
Why there's only one Easter? Why there are no other Easters for like the idols and the leaders?
因为人都死了，只有一位复活了，只好只有一个复活节了。
because all the other idols and leaders died, and only one real God came back to life.
每一年四月份这个复活节，全世界有上亿的基督徒在庆祝。
And every Easter, thousands of Christians celebrating that.
我自己也是学理工的，我也曾经怀疑过，耶稣真的从死里复活了吗？
I myself studied engineer, and I have doubted whether Jesus actually came back to life from death.
我花了许多的时间去找答案，最后我找到30多条的证据，把我自己给说服了。
So I spent a lot of time searching for evidence, and by the end of the day, I found 30 evidences and convinced myself.
你需要去找出耶稣基督复活的证据。
You need to find the evidence that Jesus really came back to life.
不但如此，第二件事是他复活以后，他活在我们的心里面。
And the second thing is, after Jesus came back to life, he living in our hearts.
因为他复活之后就超越了时间跟空间，他能够在我们的里面。
Because after he came back to life, he is beyond the limitation of spatial and time, so he's living within us.
所以成为基督徒的意思是我们里面有耶稣在我们里面活。
So becoming Christian means we have Jesus living in our hearts.
在提摩太前书第二章第五节这样的说。
In the first Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
我请大家一起跟我来念，请。因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。耶稣基督是人到神那里去唯一的通路。
It says there's only one God, Jesus Christ, who is the only road between God and human.
因为他是神成为人为我们的罪而死。
Because he is God taking human form and died for our sins.
但他死以后复活证明他是神。
After he died, he came back life, which proved that he is God.
我们不是信神。世界上许多的宗教都有神。
We don't just believe in any God, like any other religion.
我们是信耶稣是神。
We believe that Jesus Christ is the God.
所以我们称为耶稣教基督教。
So that's why I call the Christian.
只有透过他人才能够认识神。
Only through him people can know about God.
让我讲一个故事给你们听。
And I'll tell you a story.
杨小凯他是1948年出生在吉林，在湖南长沙长大的。
So Xiao Kaiyang was born in 1948 in the northeast of China, and he was growing up in Hunan.
他是出身高干的子弟，他的父亲曾做到政协的副主席。
So his parents were high rank officials in the party.
但19岁那一年，在文革的时候，他写了一张大字报《中国向何处去》，批评了当时文革的措施。
Then during the Cultural Revolution, when he was 19 years old, he wrote some article about where China should go and criticized the whole Cultural Revolution.
为此他被抓入牢10年的劳改。
So he was put into prison for 10 years.
他就没有机会受大学的教育。
He didn't have chance to go to college.
但是他在监狱当中发愤图强。
But he was educating himself in the prison.
在那个时候，许多的大学教授都被关在同一个监狱里面，他就有机会向十几个教授来学上课。
Since many college professors were in prison that time as well, so he had the opportunity to learn from over 10 of them.
所以在10年当中，他把大学的课程都学会了。
So during 10 years, he actually got a college education.
所以他在出狱以后就考上了中国社会科学院。
So he went to the Academy of Social Science of China.
2年之后，他就获得经济学硕士的学位。
Got a master degree in economics after 2 years.
1983年，他当上了武汉大学的老讲师。
In the year of 1983, he became a lecturer in the Wuhan University.
那时候，他遇到一位来访华的经济学家，非常惊奇，一个没有受过大学教育的人，居然能够编出这一流的经济学教材。
So he wrote 2 excellent textbooks about economics and that impressed the visiting scholar to China.
所以这一位学者就把他延揽到美国普林斯顿大学。
This scholar took him to Princeton.
5年之后，他1988年获得了经济学博士的学位。
5 years later, he got a PhD degree in economics.
后来他在耶鲁大学做博士后的研究。
He did his postdoc training in Yale.
在他出狱之后，他满腹经纶，可是没有人敢用他，因为他是劳改犯。
After he came out of prison, he was well educated, but nobody dared to use him.
所以那时候他白天在印刷厂当劳工，当对校对工。
So I had to do labor in the printing factory.
晚上就到湖南大学数学系去旁听。
Then at evening he went to the math department of Hunan University.
1980年的时候，有55万的这一些右派分子被平反。
And in the year of 550,000 people who were wrong to become justified with their names.
但是杨小凯却没有被平反，因为他是华国锋钦点入狱的。
He was not among them because he was sent in prison by a really high, the chairman actually in China at the time.
所以他只好去做印刷厂的校对工。就在那时候，他认识了一个女孩子叫吴小娟。
So he had to work in the printing factory, but then he knew his wife.
虽然对方没有受过什么教育，可是他对于这个女孩十分的钟情。
So he fell in love with this girl who wasn't really educated. Well,
双方都父母反对，因为一个嫌是乡下女子，一个嫌是劳改分子。
And the parents of both didn't really like the marriage because one says, you know, the boy was a prison, and the boy's parents say the girl was not educated well.
后来杨小凯他到北京去念书，朋友就劝吴小娟说，男人进城啊，都会变心的。
And then, 小凯 went to the, social science, academic social science in Beijing. And, 小娟's friend will say, you know, the boy has went to the big city and, he will change his heart.
但是小凯不一样，他还是回来娶了小娟。
小凯 was different. He actually went back to Hunan to marry 小娟。
毕业以后两个人就到武汉。
And after his graduation, they both went to Wuhan.
然后刚才讲到小凯他有机会就到美国普林斯顿来念书。
Then 小凯 went to Princeton.
小凯就把他们那时候有一个女儿就母女一起接到美国来。
And took the wife and the girl together with him.
那丈夫念书，妻子不但要打工养家，还要照顾女儿。
So when 小凯 was really working hard with his degree, the wife was working hard to support family and taking care of the
后来吴小娟又怀孕了她怀孕到7个月、8个月都没有看过医生，没有钱。
Then 小娟 was pregnant, but they couldn't afford to go to a doctor until 小娟 was 7-8 months pregnant.
幸好有一个国内来的也是访学的医生，就在实验室偷偷给她做了超声波的检查，一切正常，是个男孩。
Lucky for them, there's a visiting a doctor from China actually did some ultrasound for her and realized everything is fine and that was a boy.
1989年他能够小凯被这一个澳大利亚的莫拉什大学聘为教授，他就全家搬到墨尔本去了。
And the year of 1898, 小凯 was hired by莫拉什 University in Australia.
那时候他陆续的就出版了这些非常重要的经济学的研究跟书。
And he published a series of books and articles on economics.
渐渐他就被国际的经济学者们所重视。
And got by known by the community of economists.
小凯总是劝他的妻子说，你去参加这些基督徒的查经班，因为这样你能够好好的学做人，我的日子就好过了。
And, 小凯 was saying to his wife, you know, go to the Bible study groups organized by Christians so that you can learn how to behave yourself and I have a happy life.
90年那一段时期，杨小凯被请到美国、香港、台湾各地去讲学。
The one he was teaching Australia, he was also invited to give lectures to China, Hong Kong, America.
1990年他在香港教了3个月的书，赚的钱去买期货通通都输得光光的。
And when he was in Hong Kong in 1990, he taught for 3 months. He earned quite some money, but he used them on stocks and lost them all.
1993年他在香港也教了半年的书，赚了许多钱，都买了股票，结果公司倒闭又亏得光光的。
Same thing happened in 1993, he made the wrong investment.
经济学家教人家怎么用钱，自己却大书特书。
So we have to remember that his major is economics, and he actually teaches other people how to invest. And
他的太太吴小娟，好，以这为由就把经济大权收回己有。从此之后，太太管钱。
So his wife said, "You may be the economist, but the economy of this family is, you know, going to govern by myself."
当杨小凯在国际上被肯定的时候，不幸却悄悄地来到。
So when Xiao Kai was recognized by the international community, unfortunate event fell on him.
1999年，他们16岁的女儿突然发现有脑瘤。
1999, their daughter who is only 16 years old was found to have a brain tumor.
妈妈吴小娟就开始认真地寻求上帝的帮助。
So the mother 小娟 started to seek the help of God seriously.
有基督徒就来帮助他们，到医院里面来看望他的女儿，为他们祷告。
So、Christians start to visit them in the family and hospital and pray for them.
手术之后，又有许多教会的弟兄姐妹来帮助他们送饭、送菜、载孩子、接孩子。
And after operation, many Christian family members have them providing food and rides.
有一天，有一位牧师来看望他们，为他的女儿小西祷告，就说了一句话，说三个月后。你的女儿病会好。
So one day a pastor was praying for the daughter Xiao Xi and say, after 3 months, his daughter will be fine.
结果三个月后，他的女儿去做复诊，就在 MRI 检查之后发现医生说找不到脑瘤。
And 3 months later, his daughter went to MRI and found there's no brain tumor.
他们经历了神非常奇妙的拯救，所以全家人就信了主。
After this miracle, the whole family believed in God.
后来他的女儿继续念书，考上了大学。
Then he started keep studying and went to college.
2000年的时候，小娟她在国内，小凯他的父亲就对媳妇说
：In the year 2000, 小娟 was in China, and the father 小凯 says to the daughter-in-law.
他说许多人说，他说小凯可能会得到诺贝尔奖。
So many people say 小凯 may get a Nobel Prize.
但是小娟说，诺贝尔奖不重要。身体的健康最重要，还有心中要有神更重要。
And so this is Nobel Prize is nothing compared to health and having God in the heart.
于是他的父亲的态度也开始改变，就对他儿子说：“不要太忙了，要照顾自己的身体，自己的家。”
So this also changed attitude of Shaka's father, who told his son to take care of family and himself.
可是2001年小凯他的身体就越来越不好。
Unfortunately, from 2001, 小凯 is suffering from bad health.
9月份他去照片子，就发现他的右肺都满了阴影。
In September, he went to ultrasound and found the shadows in his right lung.
医生开刀发现整个右肺都长满了瘤，又把它缝起来。
And doctor did operation and found the tumor full of the right lung so that they have to just sew it together again.
小凯突然发现世界上没有东西可以救他。
小凯 suddenly realized there's nothing in this world can save him.
连他研究的科学经济理论也不能够救他。
Not even the science and the economic theory he studies.
所以他真正跪下来恳切地求神帮助。
So he kneeled down and seeked for the help of God.
医生告诉他说你是癌症的晚期，肺癌只有三个月的时间了。
Doctor says, for such a late diagnosis of lung cancer, you have only 3 months.
2002年的二月份，他们一家都受了洗。
February of 2002, the family got baptized.
他写了一篇很长的见证，流传在广泛的流传在网上。如果你们愿意去看，可以看。
And 小凯 wrote a very long testimony, who is well spread on internet.
他是从一个知识分子心历路程来看人。归回上帝的意义跟经过。
So he talked about his experience to coming back to God as a scholar.
在此之后两年，小凯他的病情是越来越坏。
Two years after that, 小凯 suffering from even worse health.
但是他也有好的时候，就出国到各地讲学。
When he is able, he went to international places to speak.
可是他对于神的信心一直不断在成长。
And his faith in God is ever growing.
他又写了第二篇的见证。
You wrote the second testimony.
你们都可以在网上看到。
You can find both of these testimony on internet.
这第二篇的见证跟第一篇的见证是完全不同。
And second one is completely different from the first one.
第一篇是讲人追求知识进步带给人幸福。
The first one talk about how pursuing of knowledge can bring happiness.
但第二篇是讲人不能追求知识经济的发展，因为这些不能带给人真正的幸福。
And the second one says pursuing of knowledge and financial cannot bring real satisfaction.
他说信耶稣带来心灵的平安，爱神爱人，这个才是人生的真谛。
And he says to believe in Jesus can bring in peace in heart and loving God and loving human is the true meaning of life.
2004年7月7日小凯在他的家中亲友跟弟兄姐妹的欢送下离开了这世界。
In July 7, 2004, 小凯left this world in his own family.
本来他2002年就应该离开的。
He was supposed to die in 2002.
但是因为他第一篇的见证写得不够透彻，神又给了他两年。
Because his first testimony wasn't really deep enough, so God gave him two more years.
他认真读了圣经，享受了教会的生活，才写出来第二篇见证。
And he carefully read the Bible and enjoyed the church life, he wrote the second testimony.
很多人都认为如果不是文革耽误了他十年，他早已经拿到诺贝尔奖。
Many people thought if he wasn't delayed by a cultural revolution for 10 years, he would have got Nobel Prize.
因为2002年、2003年连续两年被提名。
Because he was nominated in 2002 and 2003 continuously.
其实这些都不重要。
But all this don't really matter.
重要的是杨小凯他达到了他人生的目的。
What matters is Xiao Kai has achieved his goal in his life.
因为他认识了造他生命的主宰。
Because he knew the God who created him.
他用自己人生的经历来做了最有效的见证。
And he has made a most effective testimony with his own life.
许多年轻人看到他的见证都受到感动。
Many young people were touched by his testimonies.
56岁离开这个世界。
He left this world at the age of 56.
有人说杨小凯是中国上一代文革时候最优秀的人才。
Some people, he is the most talented people of that generation.
但至少他是他们当中唯一能够逃过动荡出国又有这么被公认有成就的人。
But at least he is one who luckily escaped all the shockings and came out to be recognized by the international community.
他显然是中国文革浩劫中的幸运者。
He's lucky from the Cultural Revolution.
但最幸运的是因为他认识了真神。
The lucky thing for him is that he came to know the real God.
我们每一个人都有认识神的本能。
And we are all instinct to seek for God.
因为神他是全能、全在、全善、全知的。
Because he's capable of everything, he's everywhere.He's all good and he knows everything.
神爱你爱我，他希望跟我们建立一个父子的关系。
God loves us and wants to establish the father-son relationship with us.
但是我们却不愿意信他，我们做不该做的事，不做该做的事。
However, we don't believe in him so that we do things we shouldn't have done and we don't do things we should have done.
神就差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来为我们的罪死在十字架上。
For this God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
因为我们的罪转移在耶稣的身上，所以我们才有资格来到上帝的面前。
Because our sin transferred to Jesus, we have the opportunity to come in front of God.
只有接受耶稣基督的救恩，我们才能够开始与神建立这个关系，成为神的儿女。
Only by accepting the Savior by Christ, we can build a relationship and become the kids of the God.
那问题是你愿不愿意试试看来接受这个救恩呢
？The question is, are you willing to give it a try?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
如果你心里面有这样子的愿望
，If you're willing,
我可以邀请你来一起跟我做这样的祷告。
I invite you to pray together with me.
我讲一句，你跟着我讲一句。
You can follow me.
神啊，我需要你。
God, I need you.
我愿意打开我的心门。
I'm willing to open my heart.
接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
To accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
并且做我生命的主。
And the Lord of my life.
感谢你赦免我的罪。
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
求你管理我的一生。
Please be in charge of my life.
使我成为你所喜悦的人。
So that I can be someone you are pleased with.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。